USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is dropping its case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty on December 1, 2017 to making false statements to the FBI during an interview on January 24, 2017. The decision comes after the Justice Department found FBI documents that shows FBI investigators tried to entrap the former aide to President Trump. Vice President Mike Pence is highlighting the Trump administration's efforts on personal protective equipment.
This is one installment of deliveries that will go from FEMA to 15,400 nursing homes across the country.
The vice president traveling to the health care facility in Alexandria, Virginia, to help unload boxes of PPEs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
The FDA is removing approval for more than 60 mask manufacturers out of China after finding they were not performing to standard. They found that instead of filtering 95% of particles in the air, they were only capturing about 20% of them. The singer-songwriter who fronted Bad Company for years has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Brian Howe died Wednesday in Florida at 66, reportedly of a heart attack. He had replaced Paul Rogers as the lead vocalist for Bad Company in 1983. He did most of the writing for the band's album Holy Water in 1990, the most successful album for the group, helped along by the hit If You Needed Somebody. Howe left Bad Company in 1994 for a solo career, but it never reached the level of his success with that band. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hundreds of Denny's restaurants are getting federal loans from the Paycheck Protection Program. The program is intended to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic, but has exceptions for hotels and restaurant chains. In a filing this week, Denny, though, is saying that over half of their roughly 1,600 franchises have received loans. Jason Westhoff is the CEO of Cousin Subs, and one of the things we discuss is companies and organizations like the Los Angeles Lakers getting approved for PPP loans.
Wow, you know, when the Lakers thing came through, that to me was, it was indicative, I guess, of the leadership of that organization, the fact that they felt that that was an opportunity that they should be applying for. You know, within the restaurant industry, as you saw the publicly traded restaurants taking it and then giving it back. Certainly, you know, at the end of the day, the CEOs and the boards of these companies are trying to make their businesses financially viable as well as they can for the long haul. Whether they did it for the right reason or the wrong reason, whether they were educated on the process or whether they weren't, is not up to me really to judge. Really, from my standpoint, is the fact that my only frustration is the fact that a number of our franchisees were unable to get through the process because the banks didn't have any clarity. And I applaud the government and I applaud the SBA for moving this program forward. I mean, certainly without it, we'd be having a lot more issues long term.
The entire interview I did with Westhoff is posted on USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.